I'd like to start by acknowledging my co-author, Hee-Sung Young, or Kevin Chang. He was originally scheduled to present this, but had the opportunity to return home over the holidays and decided that I could just as well do it as he could. So, the material that I'm talking about here today is continuation of projects we've had underway for some years now, looking at the preservation of seed cotton quality during storage. We're dealing with the conventional modules. And specifically, this part of the project is related to the cover aspect. We know that we use covers to place over these modules to prevent water. These covers get used repeatedly, both within a season and between seasons. And when we have images like the one here on your right, where we see these puddles of water on the top, that represents two aspects of protecting this seed cotton. That is a failure in terms of the way the module itself was formed, in that it allows these puddles to exist. But when you see water on top of the cover, that's a success. Most of the time we see depressions with dried rings where the water is no longer there, and we know that it's down inside. Some of the previous work that we've shared here showed what some of the economic costs are of not using a good cover on your modules. So we're looking at roughly $400 here if we end up in a rainfall situation and we get a lot of extra water into that cotton. Previous work has also shown that it's a very common situation. About half of the modules that are formed out there on gin yards are shaped such that there's a potential for ponding water. And these kind of numbers that we've seen here are relatively large compared to the actual cost of the covers themselves. The issue, of course, is the probability of rainfall event. So as a part of our continued activities, what we were looking at here is trying to determine a means of reliably and consistently determining whether or not an existing cover has adequate resistance to water penetration. And we wanted to be able to try to quantify that so that we can make some measurements and decide whether or not a given cover should continue to be used. The practice in industry, as this is done, is to typically put somebody underneath the cover when it's put over a frame and look and see if any light will come through. It's trying to identify holes that are there. And so that was an approach that we began with as we were initiating this work. We, through some of our previous activities, we had a number of samples that we had used from module covers of various different qualities. And we began using those in terms of taking still images. And as we saw potential, we continued and further developed a machine vision-based approach that would continuously measure the light that we could see passing through these covers. And at the same time, we compared that with the measurements of water penetration. For the still images, we used the data that had previously been collected with rainfall simulation, and for our machine vision system with the strips that we'll see in a moment here, we were using bucket tests. This image describes the light chamber we were using for the still images. The samples that you see here are ones that we had previously run, so we knew what the moisture penetration rates were for these samples from previous work, and so we began using the light box here and doing a backlighting situation to examine the number of pinholes that we could measure. As we moved forward from that, we went to the more continuous system. Just a schematic here. The idea would be that we've got a strip of cover material that would be attached to a roller, and we pull that beneath a camera that would allow us to examine the number of pinholes that might see. The basic idea behind this is that it would be an inspection system that could be incorporated into a cover rolling device, as is typically used in most gins. This is, as we'll see, is not a full-scale system, but we were using a strip cut out of the cover. This is the actual device itself. It had a DC motor driving this thing, so we could change the speed at which the cover was moving beneath the camera. We use an LED light panel here beneath a translucent acrylic material for our backlighting. And this just shows the actual strip of a cover. You can see here it's we were using a 30-inch wide strip for our prototype testing. And this is basically what we were looking for. Up in here, you can see the color doesn't show up so well here in the room, but this is basically kind of a reddish, dark red cover, and you can see a couple of little dots there. When we do the backlighting, those pinholes do show up a little better. Resolution in our system was such that we were able to detect pinholes at a half a millimeter in size. The rainfall test is a standardized test in which we have a little set of orifices here that generates basically a rainfall event onto the sample down here. For the testing with these strips, we actually would just put a bucket underneath here with filter paper inside, pour a liter of water in there and let it stand for a period of time, and then weigh the filter paper to see how much water it transferred through the cover itself. This is the data that we had working with the still images. We were looking at the logarithm of the number of pinholes versus the water penetration from that rainfall test. Lots of scatter in there, but a basic relationship. And the idea, of course, here is if we're trying to examine a cover, we'll have multiple samples for a given cover, multiple images that we're analyzing, and could potentially get some reliability in terms of how well we're able to predict what the moisture penetration is going to be. As we moved to our continuous sampling or image acquisition system, we started seeing not as good a relationship here. A lot more scatter. You can see that R squared down to 0.2. And so we had to ask ourselves, well, what's going on? This caused us some concern here. Why if we're getting water going through, why aren't we seeing pinholes there? And what we were able to basically discover as we examine these more thoroughly is that the backlighting and the imaging system does a good job of detecting any large areas that we might have, actual tears that could be there in the cover. It does a reasonably good job of detecting the small pinholes that exist that are there, but what it does not do well is where we're having a breakdown of the coating. That sometimes the breakdown of that coating material does result in pinholes that can be detected, but in some instances it does not. So the breakdown, given the woven nature of these covers, we actually are seeing water going in a hole in one place, transmitting down a tape, and then out through another hole in a coating, which does not result in a direct path for light. And so we have some examples here. These are examples of the cover material in which We do not see any pinholes, but yet we are getting a significant moisture penetration through these. And it's fairly easy to see with this reflectance image that, in fact, we've got this breakdown of the cover itself. But when we go to the backlighting approach, the approach that has been used basically by the industry in terms of inspecting these covers, now you should, if there's a pinhole there, you should be seeing a little bright spot of light in there, and that does not occur in some of these covers. There are covers in which we do get this. If we're just looking at reflectance images, it's a little bit hard to see on these, but where we have the backlighting, these do show up. Here, this is backlighting with a little bit different lighting levels here and intensity levels for the camera setting, so you kind of see some of the green aspect, but it's pretty clear that we've got these slits in here. I don't know if you can, I guess you can maybe kind of see the little spots over there. It's a little more obvious here on the screen than I have. But we can accurately describe the moisture penetration in some instances, not in others. So what do we learn from this? The light transmission approach is able to give us some determination of moisture resistance for the film and the vinyl cover materials that we've tested. For the woven, it was not as reliable because it's those woven materials with the coating that give us that situation where the moisture transfers not directly through pinholes but along tapes. Again, that the condition of that moisture barrier coating is what's causing us the problem here. And what does this mean for us? Well, it means that the visual inspection in terms of just looking for pinholes and larger tears, as is typically done, is not really going to be adequate for sole determination of cover quality. There has to be a closer look at the integrity of that coating. And if it is flaking or appears to be broken, that is a reason for discarding the cover. In terms of our future activities, what this means is an inspection system based upon backlighting alone is not going to be adequate. It will take a little bit more complicated type of inspection system that will allow us to look both at backlighting in order to see these pinholes that are very small and difficult to detect from reflectance lighting, but we'll also have to have some reflectance imaging in order to identify these situations where we have the cover that has broken down. Now with that, I thank you for your attention. I want to also thank our sponsors for these projects. We receive funding from the Texas State Support Committee, from the Cotton Foundation, and from the Food and Fiber Research Program of the Texas Department of Agriculture.
We have time for a few questions if there are any.
We have not yet. We've kicked around some ideas, but this is the work we've done some further. If you've got good ideas, I'd sure be happy to hear them. Well, that's what we have done with the moisture penetration tests, is the water permeability. We're using that. Now, that obviously is what we want to avoid, and we're trying to use the optical methods here as a means of predicting what that will be. And our data has shown that at least the transmission approach for optical techniques by itself is not adequate.
All right, let's let that be the last question. Thank you, Dr. Peterson.